FCE Practice Tests by Mark Harrison. Published and copyright Oxford University Press, 2008. CD 1. Test 1. Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear someone talking about football referees. What is the speaker's attitude towards referees? A. They make too many mistakes. B. They deserve sympathy. C. Some are better than others.
You have to feel sorry for referees. I mean, they're under terrible pressure throughout the game, with players shouting at them and cheating and all that. And of course, the fans of both sides give them a hard time. They just can't win. Sure, they make mistakes, plenty of them, but they're only human. They don't go out there thinking, I'm going to do really badly today. They're doing their best. Some people think that there are referees who just want to draw attention to themselves, who think they're as important as the players, but that's not my view. I mean, who'd want their job with all that criticism all the time? You have to feel sorry for referees. I mean, they're under terrible pressure throughout the game, with players shouting at them and cheating and all that. And of course, the fans of both sides give them a hard time. They just can't win. Sure, they make mistakes, plenty of them, but they're only human. They don't go out there thinking, I'm going to do really badly today. They're doing their best. Some people think that there are referees who just want to draw attention to themselves, who think they're as important as the players, but that's not my view. I mean, who'd want their job with all that criticism all the time?
2. You hear a famous chef talking about his week. What does he say about what happened during the week? A. He had a problem that was not his fault. B. He didn't want to appear on so many programmes. C. He had his first experience of live TV.
I had a bit of an odd week. I went to Birmingham to do a TV cookery show. I had to make my special recipe pancakes, but the pan they gave me in the studio wasn't nearly big enough, so it made things all a bit difficult. But it turned out all right in the end. They were just a bit smaller than usual. Later in the week, I was on a radio show, answering listeners' questions about cooking, and then I did a few interviews about my new book. I had a bit of an odd week. I went to Birmingham to do a TV cookery show. I had to make my special recipe pancakes, but the pan they gave me in the studio wasn't nearly big enough, so it made things all a bit difficult. But it turned out all right in the end. They were just a bit smaller than usual. Later in the week, I was on a radio show, answering listeners' questions about cooking, and then I did a few interviews about my new book.
3. You hear someone talking about her career in dancing. What does she emphasise? A. The contribution made by her parents. B. How much hard work she did. C. Her desire to be a dancer.
I just had to dance. When I was a girl, I was always putting on dancing shows for my parents. By the time I was 7, I knew what I wanted to be, and that feeling never went away. I told my parents I wanted to do proper ballet, so I went to a ballet school, and I've been dancing ever since. I used to have classes after school and on Saturdays, and when I finished school, I went to a full-time dance academy for 4 years. Now I'm teaching dance, and I've never been happier. I just had to dance. When I was a girl, I was always putting on dancing shows for my parents. By the time I was 7, I knew what I wanted to be, and that feeling never went away. I told my parents I wanted to do proper ballet, so I went to a ballet school, and I've been dancing ever since. I used to have classes after school and on Saturdays, and when I finished school, I went to a full-time dance academy for 4 years. Now I'm teaching dance, and I've never been happier.
4. You hear someone talking on the phone at work. Who is she talking to? A. A colleague. B. Her boss. C. A client.
So, what time are you going to make it? You know it's a very important meeting and we can't really discuss the issue properly without you. Yes, I'll tell her you'll get here as soon as you can, but I know she isn't going to be very pleased. Okay, I'll delay things as long as I can. I'll say you've got problems at home or something. No, I won't say you've overslept. I don't want to get you in trouble. So, what time are you going to make it? You know it's a very important meeting and we can't really discuss the issue properly without you. Yes, I'll tell her you'll get here as soon as you can, but I know she isn't going to be very pleased. Okay, I'll delay things as long as I can. I'll say you've got problems at home or something. No, I won't say you've overslept. I don't want to get you in trouble.
5. You hear a radio presenter talking about a book. What feeling does the presenter express about the book? A. Doubt that it does exactly what it says it does. B. Amazement at how up-to-date its information is. C. Curiosity about how it was written.
Have you ever wondered how many tons of food you eat in a lifetime, or how many miles of blood vessels there are in your body? No? Oh well, there are plenty more intriguing entries in this huge book of facts. It claims to have the most accurate and up-to-date information about every subject on Earth. I'm not sure it covers absolutely everything, but it certainly has lots of fascinating facts on pretty much any topic you can think of. You won't be able to put it down. Have you ever wondered how many tons of food you eat in a lifetime, or how many miles of blood vessels there are in your body? No? Oh well, there are plenty more intriguing entries in this huge book of facts. It claims to have the most accurate and up-to-date information about every subject on Earth. I'm not sure it covers absolutely everything, but it certainly has lots of fascinating facts on pretty much any topic you can think of. You won't be able to put it down.
6. You hear part of an interview with a famous comedian. What does he say about his school days? A. The teachers never criticized him. B. He was only good at one subject. C. Other people found him amusing.
What was your favourite subject at school?
Maths, by far. I loved it, so I was good at it. I couldn't get enthusiastic about other subjects, but with maths, I wanted to show off. I liked the logic of it.
Were you a good student?
Yes, pretty much. I didn't cause a lot of trouble or anything like that. I was cheeky and I liked having a laugh with my friends, but I always managed to make the teachers laugh before they told me off. All in all, I had a great time at school.
What was your favourite subject at school?
Maths, by far. I loved it, so I was good at it. I couldn't get enthusiastic about other subjects, but with maths, I wanted to show off. I liked the logic of it.
Were you a good student?
Yes, pretty much. I didn't cause a lot of trouble or anything like that. I was cheeky and I liked having a laugh with my friends, but I always managed to make the teachers laugh before they told me off. All in all, I had a great time at school.
7. You hear someone talking about a person he knows. What is the speaker doing? A. Complaining. B. Apologising. C. Arguing.
I really don't see why I have to keep doing him favours. He never does any for me. I guess you were right about him all along. You always said he took advantage of other people. I didn't believe you then, but now I can see what you mean. I can see now that I was totally wrong about him. It's a real shame, because I thought we were great friends for a while. But I'm just not going to put up with him any longer. I mean, he surely can't expect to behave like that and get away with it. I really don't see why I have to keep doing him favours. He never does any for me. I guess you were right about him all along. You always said he took advantage of other people. I didn't believe you then, but now I can see what you mean. I can see now that I was totally wrong about him. It's a real shame, because I thought we were great friends for a while. But I'm just not going to put up with him any longer. I mean, he surely can't expect to behave like that and get away with it.
8. You hear a tour guide talking to a group of visitors to a museum. What does he tell them about the museum? A. It's easy to get lost in it. B. Big groups aren't allowed in some parts of it. C. It's better only to visit a small part of it.
OK, that's the end of my introductory talk. And now you can wander around on your own for a couple of hours. We'll meet back here at 12:30. Before you go, a bit of advice. This is an enormous museum, packed full of fascinating things, and you can't expect to see it all in one go. So, if I were you, I'd concentrate on one or two sections and look at them in detail. Have a look at the map. You've all got one, and it's very simple and clear. And decide where you want to go. And split up into couples or small groups. It gets pretty crowded here, and you won't have much fun if a lot of you try to stick together. OK, that's the end of my introductory talk, and now you can wander around on your own for a couple of hours. We'll meet back here at 12:30. Before you go, a bit of advice. This is an enormous museum, packed full of fascinating things, and you can't expect to see it all in one go. So, if I were you, I'd concentrate on one or two sections and look at them in detail. Have a look at the map. You've all got one, and it's very simple and clear. And decide where you want to go. And split up into couples or small groups. It gets pretty crowded here, and you won't have much fun if a lot of you try to stick together.
That is the end of part 1.